This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, January 22nd. Well, cattle markets finding some support here on the weakness in the grains and a cash trade that is at least steady with last week. Some of it was trading a little bit lower, but certainly the optimism from the grains under pressure have stoked, especially the feeder cattle market, but live cattle having some strength as well. So in the live cattle, we're looking at an outside day higher on most of these months. Even though we didn't break into new highs on the deferred cattle, it's still showing some decent strength. And then this morning, we've got the cattle market sharply higher. So we are breaking into new highs on the Aprils and the August, of course, extending into highs. In the feeder cattle, there too had some outside days higher, but this morning we're just sharply higher as the corn market really comes under some pressure. And we're breaking into new highs on the feeder cattle, obviously hitting a bunch of stops on the way. So we'll see how this holds. If it closes below those old highs, that would suggest you probably have completed your upside momentum here. I don't think the grain rally is done. It's a demand-driven market, and there's, I think, still plenty to go as far as pretty much all the grains, and that's ultimately going to pressure the feeder cattle. But for now, obviously, we're seeing a pretty big shift in the front month fundamentals as the cattle are showing some strength and the corn under some pressure. That's obviously very bullish for the feeder cattle complex. Cash trade started out this week around 110 on the Fed trade. That was about steady with the previous week. Dress trade was around 173. We did see more trade develop late in the week, and so it took, and it was a bit lower. So the average so far this week is around 109 on the Fed trade and then 172 on the dressed, and both of those are down one from last week. Box beef values were strongly higher yesterday. Choice up 239 at 221. Select was up $3 at 210. The spread was down 71 cents at 1092. Movement 127 loads. Slaughter rates so far 469,000 head this week. That's equal with last week, and it's still down 20,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 38 cents. We're at 133.19. So the index obviously is just a reflection of what's going on in the cash markets. We are finding some strength starting to show up in the auction barns as well. And I think that as the back month live cattle have pushed to new highs in anticipation of, tighter supplies, more stimulus as far as the economy, demand for beef is expected to stay strong, and we're going to be running into tighter numbers. So that's what's pushing this deferred months higher, and that's obviously giving some encouragement to be placing calves now, despite very high feed grain prices. At least you can offset that with the higher, locking in some higher live cattle prices, get some hedges on the books. Export sales this morning were pretty solid as well, 24,500. That's the best we've seen in several weeks. Japan took 4,900, China took 4,300, and South Korea took 3,500. In pork export sales, we were at a very strong number as well, at 45,200. Mexico took 13,200, China took 9,700, and Canada took 5,000. Now, China might become more of a factor here, like they were a few months ago, but they did announce that they found a region that has tested positive for African swine fever. So just when they thought they had that under control, here comes another flare-up. And that could prompt them to be a bigger importer of pork. And so obviously that's going to be supportive to the U.S. market and could suggest why we're seeing an increase in exports already here, because obviously they knew about this long before they made the public announcement. This afternoon, we'll get a cattle on feed report. We're expecting total on feed numbers as of January 1st to be 99.5% of a year ago. That's the average trade estimate. December placements at 97.1% of a year ago, and December marketing's at 100.6% of a year ago. So we'll get those numbers out this afternoon, and then we'll go from there. But we're expecting, generally speaking, that as we get into February, we're going to see a lot more market-ready cattle. Now, of course, feeding conditions have been very good. So they've been finishing faster, and they've been pulling them forward. And I would imagine, you know, if you get a bump in price, they're going to continue to do that. But we still look for bigger numbers and more beef production as we work our way through February. Once we get past Feb, and in particular as we get into the mid-March time window on out, we're looking at a significant drop in market-ready cattle. And I would imagine if feed grain prices stay high, the weights are going to start to come down as well. So that really starts to tighten up beef supply as you get into the second quarter at a time when demand tends to be fairly strong. And if the stimulus is there, it's probably going to shore up your demand base for beef as well. Unless the economy takes another hiccup, which is not off the table, we could see, I don't think we're going to see shutdowns, but you know, COVID has to get under control, and it certainly does not seem to be there yet. So that's the one outlier, I think, that could disrupt this fairly bullish fundamental setup for the second quarter of the year. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.